This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. As we launch here into the third hour of the program, you can bring up anything. Again, it's Ian with you.
And Pete.
And Mark. Pete joining us from LibertyOnTour.com. Be sure to check his website out. Our site, FreeTalkLive.com, allows you to influence some of the stuff we'll talk about on the air. You submit different things of interest, stuff you think our listeners might enjoy that you'll find on the internet somewhere, whether it be a news article, a video, or a blog post, for instance. You put it up on the site. Other listeners then vote as to whether they like or dislike your suggestion. And the most liked will make it to the front page and the top of our website at freetalklive.com. Throughout the night here, we've been discussing the mass arrests that happened in Keene. It has been a huge year. I mean, 2009 was a pretty big year for arrests in Keene. This year has topped it easily with multiple incidents of mass arrests. Of course, the earlier trespass of 12 people getting arrested earlier this year, and then just yesterday another 8 arrests at the Central Square Park and also at the police station for everything from open container to resisting arrest, disorderly conduct, and other some such nonsense. Of course, no one was actually harmed. There weren't any victims. There was no property damaged or anything like that.
Were there 8 arrests or 7?
7 or 8. I'm not sure. I think, well, actually, John Ray was arrested twice.
Sure, okay.
So we're going to continue here. We'll also take your calls about anything. But Sam was on the line to talk about the mainstream media, and Sam from ObscureTruth.com, talk about the mainstream media and how, in one particular case, a local newspaper in New Hampshire, the Union Leader, really botched up a story. You called a story about the arrest yesterday, that is, and it's been posted over at FreeKeene.com for those of you that want to see it. But you called them up today to let them know that their story was particularly inaccurate, claiming, for instance, that the people there on the scene were jumping up on the hoods of the police cars. It was just nonsense. That did not happen at all. You corrected that and a few other things, and I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get your thoughts out.
Yeah, so there was a third item in there that was a quote from the Keene Police Department, who they were able to get a hold of, and it wasn't somebody who was there, so, you know, it could just be a mistake. But it said that Heike, the woman who was arrested, was having her breasts painted by another woman. And then it went on to imply that there was fondling going on and all sorts of these inappropriate things. And so I let her know that, you know, no, that's not correct. It was a man who was there. He's an artist. He was using paintbrushes. I never saw him, touch her breasts once other than with the paintbrushes.
Yeah.
And that, you know, he's been out there painting oil paintings for a week. He's very talented. He's worked with nude models when he went to art school. And so she kind of corrected that. But I think we ought to write the Keene police chief as well to see if they can make a statement, because, you know, they're all concerned when we say something that's inaccurate about them. But when they do it, I wonder if they're going to have the same
to correct their own inaccuracies.
Fixing it.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, and that topless issue definitely wasn't even the reason the police were there. I mean, I think that issue was kind of laid to rest with the Topless Tuesdays. But last night at the nightcap, me and a few people were talking to a couple Keene police officers, you know, for about an hour, and they were actually...
Because they came out to harass the nightcap last night.
Right. They came back out, they dumped out some beers, and then they...
into the fountain in the park.
Right.
Which
right.
is pretty tacky.
Right.
It's weird.
But we talked to him for about an hour and, you know, talking about private defense agencies and this and that. But at one point, the women we're talking about, Heike, came over and she had gotten the second of two nipples painted. And she proceeded to show me and show the officers, and they just chuckled, and it wasn't a big deal. Like, it shouldn't be a big deal. So
right.
That's definitely not the issue.
Yeah. I mean, the nudity really wore off after an hour or so. But there was also, I let her know that, you know, this is not your fault at all. The police aren't going to tell you this. But the way this really started was when they were called out coming to a complaint about someone filling up water bottles out of the public water fountain. And she was a little surprised by that. So, you know, once again, they didn't have the complete story. She said, I didn't remember writing that anyone was jumping on the cars. And it turns out, you know, she wrote something, her editor took it, and then added further slant to it. And that's how that came about. But it ended very well. You know, she actually gave me her home office number to keep in touch. Anytime stories or things like this come up, I can get in touch with her directly and get her some of the facts from the activist side of the story. So, I think it was a pretty good outcome for what took about 30 minutes of work, and I hope other people will choose to do the same thing when they see this kind of thing happening. And because I can't be at every event that's out here, and there are lots of papers out there and lots of different viewpoints. So
great. The more activists we have, the more likely that kind of stuff can be covered. And thank you, Sam, for the call tonight. I appreciate the information. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's talk to Jason Talley from the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund at cdevolution.org. Jason, good evening.
Good evening. Ian, hey, Mark. Hey, Pete. What's going on?
What's on your mind tonight, Jason?
Too much.
So, I just wanted to thank you and the other six civilly disobedient folks in Keene for their actions yesterday. I mean, it all boils down to a woman was enjoying a beer in public, and the state didn't like that, so they cracked down, and you guys came to her defense. And even better, it wasn't even a free stater who was, enjoying her freedom in the park that day.
That's right. I was a Keene native.
Right. So anyway, I'm the executive director of the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund, and we want to support these activists as much as possible. Right now, everybody is out of jail except for Rich Paul, and so he was arrested, like you, Ian, for standing from that police car. So we want to put together bail money, but it's going to be expensive. It's about $5,000.
Do we know if Rich wants to be bailed out? I missed the end of his arraignment today because I was kicked out of the courtroom, but did he speak to this at all?
No, we're actually trying to find out. I did contact Lance Weber, and he's going to be asking the right questions and hopefully get that bail reduced. I don't know if you guys covered this earlier in the show, but Judge Burke said that he asked Rich if a $1,000 bail would be appropriate, and so Rich lifts up his chained arms, or actually I think it was his legs, and said, if you're happy and you know it, shake your chains. And so then Burke raised it to $5,000.
Yeah, right, which is, he was given common law contempt, and there's nothing contemptuous.
No, he was threatened with it.
Oh, was he threatened?
As I understand it.
The idea that he quintuples his bail over that. I mean, it's not like he said, I am in contempt of this court and you and everybody else out there. He just said, if you're happy and you know it, shake your chains. is $1,000 bail good with you? No, it's not good with me to pay $1,000 to be free. I don't know. I mean, what else was the guy supposed to say? I guess it was hilarious.
Well, yeah, you got to give him points for that.
Right.
And so anyway, I know $5,000 is a lot of money to ask, but we hopefully are going to get that reduced. Who knows? But at the very least, that fund, we call it the Free Rich Paul Fund, because even if it doesn't go to bailing the man out, it can go to his legal defense or whatnot. We also want to extend support to the seven people that were arrested yesterday. I've contacted all of them and just told them, let us know what Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund can do for you guys. So if anybody wants to help out, then go to cdevolution.org.
It's fantastic. CDEvolution.org, and of course you can subscribe to the blog.
Yeah, CDEvolution.org is not funded by some rich old libertarian that's taking care of all the civil disobedient activists out here. It is it's a fund that's funded by people who believe in this, and mostly our donations are small ones, 2 and 3 digits. So if you can make your 2 and 3 digit donation, then that'd be appreciated. Also, you can buy it newegg.freetalklive.com if you're buying computer equipment, mm-hmm. and a certain percentage of your purchase goes to the CD Evolution Fund.
That is all. .org. So anything else you want to share tonight, Jason?
Nope, just if they support Rich and the other people that were arrested yesterday, they can vote with their pocketbook, cdevolution.org.
Thank you so much for that. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. cdevolution.org for more and to get involved. 800-259-9231. This is one of the great ways for people who aren't here in New Hampshire to really be able to help out with the activism that you're hearing so much about on this program and on the blogs and across the Internet. So, good way to get involved without actually having to put your boots on the ground. 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale price.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Special Roast Hemp Coffee from HempUSA.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for the natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring out a unique flavor that make this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from HempUSA.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608 and see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at HempUSA.org.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian,
Pete,
and Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy features like our live streams, broadband, dial-up version. We've got them both, plus our webcam listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance. Plus, we are now available on free-to-air satellite radio. So get the details on that over at listen.freetalklive.com. And, of course, we've got 81 radio stations across the country as well for you to tune into. All right, 800-259-9231. Alex is in New Jersey on the Amp Lines. Hello, Alex.
Hey, guys.
What's on your mind tonight?
I'm just a little concerned with you, Ian, about the future of FTL if you go to jail. I know that the
show
doesn't... What?
He did go to jail.
Well, no. I'm saying if he goes to jail for a year or some crazy long amount of time for the misdemeanor charge of resisting arrest.
Yeah, it's possible. I mean, each misdemeanor charge carries up to an entire year in jail.
Because I feel like I know that Mark is a big help with the show and getting affiliates and stuff like that, but I think that a lot of the show hinges on you being there, and I think that it is possible that you may lose a lot of affiliates by going to jail and not being here.
I suppose that's a possibility. I don't know how much.
I don't think that the
probable it is.
Yeah, I don't think that Ian is the linchpin that keeps the affiliates broadcasting Free Talk Live. I think he's the linchpin that does so much of the work around. He's the workhorse of Free Talk Live.
Well, it's likely that the affiliate growth will certainly slow. I mean, it's because then you won't have me making phone calls every day to talk to radio stations. That's the reason why we're growing.
You put the show up for podcast and do so much of the technical stuff.
Well, the technical stuff can get covered, but there's nobody that's going to come in here and make those phone calls to the radio station.
But who's as charismatic as Ian?
I'm sure there are plenty of... I'm not very charismatic.
Who are we talking about here?
I'm sure there are plenty of people that can handle the on-air tasks. I think the on-air tasks can be handled. I think that that the technical tasks can be handled. We're training people for that. People are, you know, as we speak on Sundays, they're learning how to handle the aspects of doing the show. Do they have the 10 years plus of radio experience under their belt? Or 12 years, I guess, now that I've been doing this under their belt? No, they don't. But that's okay. You know, we'll get by. Does that mean that some stations might hear that the show has changed tone a little bit and decide to take it off the air? I don't know how likely that is. I mean, it's possible, but is it probable? Because most radio stations that carry the show carry it on Saturdays only. They don't take the weekday show.
Yeah, there's about 30 that take the weekday show versus about 80 that take the weekend show.
And the way the radio business works is, at least the syndicated world of radio, is that once you get a show on, unless there's a real significant reason to take it off the air, like they say something offensive or stupid, you know, insult an advertiser or do something that is really offensive to the radio station, as long as the station perceives that the show isn't costing them money, if it's making them money, then they're definitely going to keep it on. If it's not costing them any money, then they're going to keep it on, because Free Talk Live is the only live general interest radio show on Saturday nights across America in the world of syndicated radio.
And I'd like to point out that Free Talk Live is billed as a general interest radio show, but you'll notice that this evening it has been about an hour and a half so far of talking about one incident that occurred yesterday in Keene, New Hampshire. And if Ian does go to jail, there'll probably be less of that. I'm sure I'll report on the civil disobedience aspects of what's going on, but I like the talking about national stories and looking at them from a libertarian standpoint.
Well, I've been pretty impressed, I guess, with the amount of training y'all have been doing about bringing new people up to speed and introducing them, because, you know, when I used to work at another place, my supervisor would always say, like, what's the hit by the bus, you know, safety mechanism or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, not that you die if you get hit by a bus, but if you're in the hospital and you can't work, like, have you properly documented your processes, trained people in to replace you if need be? And I think you're doing a good job. I see, you know, both with the Sunday show and then teaching people all the technical behind-the-scenes stuff. So
yeah, it's not as far as along as I'd like it to be, because there's still a lot of tech stuff that hasn't been taught, but getting the basic show hosting stuff taken care of and putting the archives up and getting the most important aspects taken care of and getting multiple people trained on you know, essentially duplicating, working on duplicating myself. So, yeah, I mean, clearly things are going to change there.
If Free Talk Live became like the Sunday show every day of the week, I don't think I'd listen as much. Hmm. Maybe it's just because the people don't have as much experience, and that can be gained through time. But I'm very concerned for the show if you were to go to jail, Ian.
Yeah, well, I appreciate the concern, and there's not much you can do about it.
Alex,
right?
I haven't been on a single one of these Sunday shows yet, right?
No.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, I appreciate I appreciate the concern, and clearly there are people that don't want me to go to jail, and I don't think anyone wants me to go to jail. Maybe some people do. Certainly some of the angry people in Keene would like to see me go to jail.
There's days I feel that way a little bit.
Yeah. But, you know, what am I going to do, Alex? I'm not going to stop standing up for what's right, and so I guess if you don't want me to go to jail, maybe you and everybody else that doesn't want that to happen should move to Keene and help us set this place free.
Well, so, you know I'm working on that, so.
Okay, very good. In the meantime, if I have to go to jail, that's what I have to do. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. You know, if anything happens, maybe the opposite will be the case. Maybe Ian Freeman being put in jail will become a news story within the industry, help us generate some more buzz around the show and result in, right. You know, maybe an influx of stations will come in even without me making a single phone call to them. Who knows how it would end up playing out?
Just like the last time when the couch didn't get discarded, they all fell in line.
Well, I was only there for a weekend, Mark, so it really wasn't an ongoing thing. It was like a one-time. Well, were there only two shows recorded? Well, Friday and Saturday night, it was the only two that
I think so.
Were missed because there was no Sunday show at that time, and I'm not on the Sunday show anyway. So, you know, what can you do, right? I'm not going to stop advocating civil disobedience, and I don't try to necessarily get myself arrested a whole lot, but
go to freekeen.com, watch that video, and tell me that Ian didn't try to get arrested.
Well, that time I had made the decision that, yes, the next time the police, wherever it was that I was, were harassing somebody who was an innocent person, that I would put myself in front of the police car. I made that promise to myself. So, yeah, in that case, I did decide to do something that would likely get me arrested because I wanted to do what was right in that case. I'm sick and tired of the police kidnapping people, and I talk about these things on the air, so I'm going to set the example. If I want people to duplicate what I'm doing or to emulate the things they hear on these airwaves, then I have to do it myself. Show them what it's like. Take the risk.
That's how you risk feel. I don't know that's necessarily
reward.
True.
Risk equals reward. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's go unscreened. Oh, that's what we get
that
from unscreening that one. So there you have it. It's impossible to predict what would occur in a situation like that, as far as on air, as far as how many stations will come or go. And I don't see any reason to get all upset or worried about it. What comes, comes.
Yeah, ultimately, we shouldn't bash Ian or whoever else who decides it's like where their line in the sand is. As long as they're being peaceful, we should, you know, the fact that he was arrested and locked up yesterday is not so much his decision as the actions of these people with pieces of metal on their costume who decide to put him in a cage based on some dictate someone else tells them, you know, they feel absolved for it, but it's them who are in fact responsible, so it's not, we shouldn't be bashing Ian or the other folks.
I don't think anybody's bashing him. I think people are talking to him about reality, and,
sure.
And reality is, you know, that, you know, Ian's the main voice on this show.
All right, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Your calls about what you want. Speaking of jail, I haven't gotten to the part of the story where I actually went to jail last night. I'll tell you why. Some people were let out, but I was held back. I'll explain that here in a little bit. Your calls as well. This is Free Talk Live.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow Duo is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
Hi folks, it's time to play. Good food makes everything you do fun. On eFoodsDirect.com, you're going to find a summer outdoor special that gets you the most delicious, easy to fix, most portable, best food on the planet for your exciting fun in the sun. With each order of a 3-month responder pack, you get a free grab-and-go accessory kit with the backpacker's water purifier, stove, and carry bag. You'll also get a free camper's bakery pack with pancakes, biscuits, and cornbread muffins. All this delicious food can be easily prepared stovetop at home or in a pan over a campfire. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/summer or call 800-409-5633 for information and ordering. Summer fun with food just doesn't get any better than this, folks. You need it. They've got it. Just get it. eFoodsDirect.com/summer or 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com/summer or 800-409-5633.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
Pete. And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of stuff there, including our bulletin board system with over 500,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about there. Serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all. It's all free at bbs.freetalklive.com. The Free State Project is a project I would like to suggest you take a look at. If you love the idea of being free, that is, if you're willing to actually do something about it, well, we moved across the country in order to join with others who believe the same way, with hundreds of others who've taken the time and effort to also move across the country, in some cases from around the world, here to New Hampshire in order to get active for freedom. Now, people are doing that in different ways. Some people, as we've been discussing tonight, are doing civil disobedience, making a splash in the media and across the liberty movement, spreading the word about this amazing non-cooperation civil disobedience movement going on here. Of course, a lot of media is being created, Free Talk Live, blogs, stuff like Liberty on Tour, which is going to be very heavily media-based, libertyontour.com, Obscured Truth. Great videos over there. So video, audio, blogs, we do it all here in New Hampshire, and we're getting the word out about this movement, bringing more people on board. So if that sounds exciting to you, if it sounds like a cool idea to be around hundreds of other like-minded people, in fact, thousands soon, because over 10,000 have pledged to make the move to New Hampshire. We're working to get to 20,000. You could be one of those 20,000. Go to freestateproject.org and get on board. As we go to your phone calls, David is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Hi. I was just going to ask y'all, I did see the videos on the free Freekeen website.
Yes, sir.
And I saw Officer Sergeant, I think his name was the one that arrested Ian.
Yeah, I wasn't going to name him on the air here tonight, but Bill Sergeant was the guy. We had a nice conversation in the past, but he's upset at me now because he thinks I was up on one of the police prosecutor's front porches bothering his family, which is not true. But, you know, I understand the misunderstanding.
Yeah. Well, I've never had – he's been okay. I've had problems with another one or two other ones. There's a guy named Penny. I don't like him.
Well, there's always bad cops in any town. I'm not saying that either of them are bad. I'm just saying that people always have problems with different cops. And I asked him later on when I was in the police booking area, did you have a bad day? I mean, what, you seem a little upset. Did you have a tough day? And he said that he did, have a tough day, but he still didn't want to talk to me.
Sure.
Right. I've not had a problem with
him. I offered him a hug this morning, by the way.
Oh, gosh. Really?
Yeah,
he
wouldn't even shake my hand.
He's a big guy.
That's okay.
Yeah, he was the most easygoing on Wes, who he helped pick up and put in a squad car yesterday, either.
He's not one of the new ones. I've found that the younger ones, for me, they've been, as has been noted on a few occasions, that the ones that get further up are the ones that are the more corrupt.
So you're saying you think the younger ones are better cops?
To me they are. To me, they're less corrupted.
It's interesting that you say that.
To me, that's the way.
A lot of cops a lot of people would say the reverse about their local police department, that the older guys are a little more chilled out, whereas the younger guys are the more skinhead kind of angry, young, fresh out of boot camp kind of mentality. So I think that it just all depends on where you live and what your experience has been.
Yeah, I think a lot depends too on the environment of the department itself.
I think it depends on a great deal
on management sets, if they like. Like I went to school with a guy who was a cop in Omaha, and his he later complained to Internal Affairs about a couple of his colleagues, and one of them who was also a wrestler sometimes with or a fighter with UHF, and he said it was known if that guy was responding that he was going to appear at a call that guy was going to probably assault somebody, and he said at one point he showed up at a scene and the guy had somebody in handcuffs and he was punching him, so he said he thought if he kind of got in between and said, all right, and picked the guy up and started bringing him the squad car, the colleague would stop, but he didn't. He just continued to assault this guy in handcuffs. So, he went to IA, and the whole department essentially turned against him, and it's just...
Turned against the guy that went to IA?
Right. The guy who said, hey, this is a corrupt cop, or he's heavy-handed. And
so they were protecting the corrupt cop.
Right, and this is exactly the kind of thing. Like, you said... there's a joke like don't let the 99 bad cops give the one good cop a bad name or something. But I mean, in reality, like if this good or service were provided by the private market, if I employed these folks, I would have an incentive to hire people who would de-escalate situations and who could talk people down, not people who would go in there heavy-handed and probably get us lawsuits and put us out of business.
David, any other thoughts?
I was just going to say I'm glad to find you on the radio station tonight.
Oh, cool.
I don't know how often that happens, but...
I heard rumor that the local pirate station has come back on board. I don't know how long they're going to be on or what they're going to do, but we're...
They're way down the dial on, like, 108, right down by... Way down,
They used to be at 107.5. They're not there right now?
That must be what it is.
Okay.
I don't know exactly, but it's...
Very good.
Yeah, way down at the other...
Hey, thanks, David. Glad you found it, and thanks for the call tonight. Always nice to hear from you. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I give the Keene Police credit. I think that they're a cut above the average police department, but they still suffer from the same things you're talking about, Pete, where they're just not accountable. No police department is accountable because they're all funded through tax dollars, and this is one of the topics I was discussing with the officers last night as I was back in the booking area. We were covering different aspects of, the voluntary society and how things would be organized. I had to clarify for them that it doesn't mean they'd be volunteering for the police. It means they would get a paycheck. It's just that the paychecks would be delivered based on people paying on a voluntary basis, in that people would be paying for services that they're interested in. So they'd actually have to be serving their customers with what they're looking for and protecting people instead of going around enforcing these stupid laws that the politicians create.
So let's hear about what jail was like last night. I'd hate to have to continue this discussion tomorrow.
Jail in Keene, New Hampshire, it's not so bad. There's a brand new jail, and it wasn't so bad when
I got to pay for that little spa resort for you.
Yeah, it really is. It's like Club Med for jails, and obviously, if you've been in jail, then you may have some idea of what I'm talking about. If you haven't been in jail, then you're not going to think it's Club Med. But it's a step up from what they used to have here in town, which was an old jail built in like 1970. It's a brand new facility. They've got, like, in the recreation area, not recreation areas, they have recreation areas, but in the cell blocks, if you want to call them that, they have a large day room, and the cells are organized around the outside of it, so people can just kind of leave their cell and go down into the day room. They can watch television, which I'm sure is very pacifying for the prisoners. There's a microwave in there. There's the tables that they have. There are games like checkers and chess and things like that built into the table. So you just
add the pieces.
You add the pieces, okay. But the boards themselves and even some of the rules. There's like a solitaire game that you play with Chinese checkers or something like that, and that's on the table.
Aren't Chinese checkers marbles?
I don't know if I don't know if I'm telling you correctly, Mark. I only had a little while to observe. I wasn't there a very long time, thankfully.
Yeah, let's hope you don't go back.
Yeah, well, see what happens. I don't know what's going to happen, right. but nonetheless, so I was with the cops, and we were in the back of the police station, so this is before the jail, and so the bail commissioner shows up, and right before then, they brought out these pieces of paper, and they put them up on the counter for all four of us to look at and to sign, and basically it says that I request the services of the bail commissioner, and I agree that I will pay $40, and if I can't pay now, I will have the opportunity to pay later. And we were all talking, and all of us were together, so we were talking about this and what this means and, you know, what we should do. And so we were all kind of consulting with one another, which was kind of a cool thing. And basically the idea was that they were trying to get us, coerce us into signing this piece of paper, consenting to the bail commission.
We'll let you go if you sign this piece of paper and give this guy $40.
So I said, look.
This is a really strange setup that I hope is only unique to New Hampshire. I suspect it's not. But this is really weird that you give the bail commissioner guy, the guy who comes in and sort of arranges your bail. Not a bail bondsman, but you give him like this tip. It's
That's
weird.
Pretty much what it is. Yeah, you're paying his salary, basically.
Right, but I've heard you don't have to pay.
That's correct.
You don't have to pay at all. But
that's what I've heard. At freekeen.com, Brad Jardis's first blog post was about how justice services are supposed to be free, at least according to the New Hampshire Constitution, and so therefore you don't have to pay for this stuff. And so last night I signed the paper, but I wrote under duress, and we'll tell you what happened when the bail commissioner showed up. Boy, was he ornery.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. Whether it's sweet potatoes on Thanksgiving or burgers on the 4th of July, kids associate certain foods with certain occasions. Family traditions are important to them. So when planning your holiday or birthday menu, keep in mind what they like most and invite the kids to cook up a new food tradition. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumathinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumathinPlus.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today. If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous one-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Enough time for your call. Make it now. 800-259-9231. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
Pete. And Mark.
Pete is here from LibertyOnTour.com. Our website's FreeTalkLive.com. You can enjoy the features there for free. And if you want to help support the show, you can shop with us at Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. Enter Amazon through that link. FreeTalk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Actually, a few percentages, 7 or 8%. And you can do that over at Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. It's still the same Amazon, still the same great prices that you're used to. Free Super Saver shipping on a whole bunch of new items.
I actually just used it myself. My folks gave me a gift certificate for my birthday. I turned 30 a couple weeks ago, and I was checking some stuff out and went ahead and did the Free Talk Live
route. It's a good habit to get into, and you got me wondering, Pete, I wonder if you can use it when you do the gift certificate or if you can only use it when buying the gift certificate. Mm.
Hard to say.
But either way, it's a good habit to get into if you're going to Amazon.
Maybe you can count it twice.
I don't know. Maybe. Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go.
And whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, if you're going to put up a website, you let the experts at HostGator.com host you. They're a worldwide leader when it comes to web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. If you want a .com, .org, .anything, it's HostGator.com. If you use coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, you get a first month completely free at HostGator.com.
So just telling you a little bit more of the story of what happened to me last night as I went to jail for an evening waiting an arraignment in the morning because I was unable to bail out. Now, I wouldn't pay bail. I'm not interested in doing that. But the cops were going to recommend a PR bail, which means personal recognizance, meaning they know who I am. They know I'm going to show up at the court, so let me out. That's pretty much it. That's the point behind bail, right? If you think somebody's a flight risk, for some reason charging them a bunch of money somehow lessens their flight risk or whatever, I think it's kind of silly. But nonetheless, that's the point behind setting bail for somebody, is you kind of assess how likely they are to show up. And so they have this process in New Hampshire where this bail commissioner comes down. He supposedly looks at the situation and then assesses the bail. Now, it's not on everything, so if it's like a violation or something small time, they don't call this guy out. The police can set that one on their own. But if it's, I think, a misdemeanor or above, they have to call this bail commissioner in. And they handed me this form that said, well, I consent to this and da-da-da-da. So basically,
and this guy, by the way, just rubber stamps everything, so why not let the cops just do it?
That's what I thought, right? That's what I thought, that this is like his job, to just come down and do his job and get somebody out on bail. But it's not like that, apparently.
He sure seemed not to like his job. He wasn't smiling at all.
He was a grumpy Gus. And so we're in there, and they give us these pieces of paper, and I say, all right, fine, I'll sign your piece of paper, but I'm not consenting to it. I'm doing it under duress because you're threatening me with a night in jail if I don't do it. That's why I'm signing this. So I wrote under duress, signed it. And then they flip the document over, and there's this lengthy questionnaire on the back about everything from where you live to where you work to how long you've worked there to where you used to work to where, you know, how long you've lived where you live and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Like this lengthy thing that just filled the page. And I said, I'm not going to fill that out. You guys, you know who I am, first of all, and I'm not going to fill all this personal information out.
It's probably just cribbed from the census form or something.
Well, they had none of the info. They didn't have the info, and they wanted me to give it up to them. And so some of the guys that were there did fill out the form after much debate because they wanted to get out. And so this guy shows up, and he deals with a couple of the folks that were back there, and then I'm the third of the fourth people and the four people back there to go up and deal with them. And so I slide him the form. I slide him with a filled out side where I just checked the box and signed it under duress. He turns it over and says, you're going to need to give me this information. I said, I'll tell you what. I'll give you some identifying information here. I understand you got to set the bail. And so I gave him my name and address, which is info they already have. The government people already have this. I've already been in their system, charged, and, you know, found guilty of things. So I gave him that info, and I slid it back to him. So I filled out basically the top fourth of the information. I stopped with the employer stuff. And he looks at it and he says, that's not good enough. I need to know where you work. And I said, well, I'm self-employed. And he says, well, have you ever worked? You know, like the suggestion being that I'm some sort of shiftless loser who was just telling him that I was self-employed, you know, to F with him or something like that. And so I look at him and I say, yeah. I say, yeah. And he said, well, where did you used to work? And I said, I'm sorry. I just don't see what this has to do with whether or not I'm going to go to court. I just don't understand why telling you that I used to work at Kmart in Sarasota, Florida, or for Clear Channel is going to have any bearing on whether or not I am allowed out of this jail cell or whether or not I'm going to show up at a courtroom. And I think it's absolutely ludicrous. So,
it is that.
Yeah, so this guy, oh, and by the way, when I sat down to talk to him, I said, hi, what's your name? It was being very nice with him. And, of course, we're through this plexiglass window thing. He doesn't even have real human contact with you. And I said, hi, what's your name? And he totally ignores me and just starts asking questions. So this dude wants all this personal information about me, but he won't even give me his name.
Right.
And so that was it for that. I walked away from that at this point. I said, oh, fine, I'll just revoke this. And I wrote revoked on the front side of the piece of paper and then walked away. And finally, the last person that was arrested went in to deal with him. They did their thing. And I was talking with the cops the whole time about, you know, freedom and voluntary association and all that. And then after the last person walked away, the guy's still sitting there. And so I went back over to try to renegotiate with him, right? And so as I'm going to sit down with him for the second time, I say, so what's your name? And, you know, I asked him the same question again, and that was it for him, man. That pissed him off, and he said, that's it, I'm out of here, enjoy your night. And he turns around and storms out.
Yeah, he sure did. We were in the lobby, and the door flew open. We saw him, like, you know, his head down, he's just trucking out of there, and I didn't know what was going on, but I was like, hey, like, have a good one. You know, I just didn't know who he was. I assumed he was with...
Wasn't he really nervous when he came in, too? I heard that he was trying to get in because they've got all the locked doors. You have to have the RFID tag to get in at the police station, and he doesn't have that. He's got to get buzzed in by the dispatcher.
Right.
And I guess he didn't get to the door the amount of time or something. Like, he was shaking, like, trying to open the door because it was a room full of peaceful activists there.
A lot of peaceful people.
Yeah. they might infect his mind. So he storms off, and at that point, I'm going to jail. So they load me up into the cop car, and on the way out to jail, the same cop that arrested me, he was driving like a madman. I mean, he had first of all, I started talking to him again, and like as soon as I said a sentence to him, he cranks the audio up on the speakers and like starts playing some music from the radio. And so clearly that meant he didn't want to talk to me. So I stopped talking to him. I'm not going to talk to you if you don't want to, if you don't want to have a conversation. But then in a no passing zone, in a two lane road, one lane going one way, one going the other way, in a no passing zone, he flips his lights on as though there's some emergency and guns it around this car with another car coming fairly close in a, what is a no passing zone. I mean, the guy's taking crazy risks for no reason whatsoever. What is it, an emergency to get me to the jail?
He's a cop and you're not.
So he runs all the way to the jail with the lights on the whole time. They take me to the jail. I spent the night there. The jail staff is courteous and nice as they usually are. It's a good staff. Rick Van Wickler runs the facility. He's a law enforcement against prohibition speaker. So, I mean, yeah, he's running. He's a bureaucrat with a job that inevitably means he's doing inhumane things to people that don't deserve it. But on the other hand, he does his best, from what I can tell, to run as humane a facility within those circumstances as he possibly can. So the night in jail was relatively uneventful. You know, they gave me a couple pillowcases, but didn't give me pillows, so I slept on a rolled up blanket during the night. There was no toilet paper in the cell. I mean, it's one of those things, right? Yeah. You're in jail. That's the kind of stuff that you get. So I had some breakfast the next morning. Got up at like 6 a.m. And was, you know, taken out to the courthouse. We sat in some really crappy cells in the basically the basement, or not the basement, but like the first floor, like the secret area of the courthouse. Sat in there for a while. Came up and. And I think Adam from Liberty on Tour recorded the arraignments this morning. I don't know when those will go online, but you know, you'll get to hear Rich Paul make his joke in front of Burke, which is worth the price of admission.
Yeah, it was good. And the other thing that got a laugh out of for me from Rich's statements was
you got kicked out of the court this morning.
Yeah, the judge Burke asked him if. You know, he described the terms and stuff, and he said, are these some things you can agree with, essentially saying don't get arrested and over this given period of time? And Rich was like, I don't know. He said, there's so many laws, you guys. Like, there's thousands of laws, and, like, people break them all the time. You break them, and I break them. And, you know, he just was hammering this point home, so I clapped a little bit. And, you know, I got a dirty look from one of the bailiff guys, but the judge said, get him out of here, and that was it. So.
Yeah, they were like screwing with you guys this morning, from what I understand.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. They didn't want me to walk in with my chain wallet. You know, like, come on, guys, I'm peaceful.
Might try to strangle somebody with it.
You know, and to show how they can be petty in the in dealing with people. Another one of the activists that was arrested, she wasn't given a feminine hygiene product, and that's a mess.
Oh my God,
that's a terrible, terrible thing to do to somebody, and it's petty. You know, in that new $1 billion jail,
she
or whatever
they've
got
the
there. They've got to have something.
At the police station?
So you'd think. How many women did they arrest, right?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question.
They have these in airport bathrooms.
That would be a question for the police chief to call him up and to talk to the police chief here in town and say, look, this is what happened to a young lady that was in the care of your officers, and do you even have this? And if you don't, what's it going to take to get you that? Yep. There's no reason they couldn't put that in some sort of a storage closet. I absolutely agree. So that's the story. There's more developing.
Yeah,
we'll let
you
know.
They probably have it. They just want to give it to her.
Yeah. See you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. And thanks for all your support while I was in.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.